Well, welcome everybody, all of you press Xers, you Xy beasts, you members of the Continue Club. Everybody, welcome to Press X to Continue. Now, if you've just stumbled upon this podcast by mistake, this is the gaming podcast that is just for you, right? Okay, so no matter if you're the sort who grinds out a game and tries to max out the XP, or if you're someone who just sort of, you know, picks up and plays once in a while, it doesn't matter. This is a space for you. My name is Stefan, and as ever, I'm joined by the actor, comedian, and streamer, Ainel Tomlinson, who's just finished eating a salad. Haven't you, Ainel?
I have, yeah. Trying to stay healthy for 2025, man. Come on,
I can see the gains.
Can you really?
Yeah. I'm not just saying that because you said that to me last
week. Are you saying that because
No, Ainel, I've got a big question I want to ask you after our episode last time. Have you been mowing any lawns since we were both together?
No, I didn't pick up that game, unfortunately, Steph, because I saw how addicted you was to it, and I was like, that is not something I need to introduce into my life.
I have had to delete it from my phone, so that is
well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I'm learning. You know, this is a new me. Now, today we've got with us a journalist and fellow Welshman, but he doesn't like to go on about it. Or should I say, mae gen i gwmni Cymro arall heddiw. Dwi ddim yn licio sôn amdano fe lot. Gav Murphy, so much. Shumai, Gav, how are you?
Shumai, Steph. Do we need to talk about Xy Beasts?
What do you think?
Yeah, we do actually.
Let me get everybody in. Let me get everyone in, and then we will talk about Xy Beasts.
yeah.
Okay, because I'm intrigued by people's take on it. Okay, so Gav's with us. Hello, Gav. Welcome back to Press X, one of the OG Press X's from back in the day.
Absolutely, man. Like this, doing this got me through lockdown, basically. which was fantastic. I got really good memories of recording the first bits. That was so fun, man. Like meeting, I think I hadn't even met Ainel. I hadn't met a load of people. I hadn't met Glenn. I hadn't met a load of people. And then we had like this really teary meetup in a bar, which was lovely. It's like one of my like big moments of lockdown. I loved it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we helped you through that. You know, it was it was a real team effort, wasn't it? So lovely, lovely to have Gav back on the pod. And we're also joined by the presenter and journalist, Lucy James. Lucy, welcome. I'm so chuffed that you could be on the pod with us. We wanted to have you on for ages. So lovely to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, I've wanted to be on for ages. I get the clips all the time too. And so I'm like, every time one comes up in my feed, I'm like, that'll be me one day. I'll be on one of those. But it was lovely to see you all. And it's like, I'm over here in America, so I, you know, it's not like I'm running into everyone all the time anymore, which makes me sad. So this is the next best thing.
Well, Lucy, before we, you know, we sort of, the thing we do now with people that are joining us on the pod is we get them to share their unpopular opinions with us, right? And we're going to get yours very soon. But since Gav brought it up, let's talk about Xy Beasts.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, what do you think of that as a name? It's been coined for our listeners. What do you think of Xy Beasts?
Was it coined by you?
It wasn't coined by me. It was coined by Glenn Moore. So I can't take credit.
I guess he is a professional funny man. Mm. But I feel like with anything like that, you've got to wait for your audience to come up with it. Like, but then I guess you're in control of it a little bit. Like the channel that I run with two of my best mates, we came up with a stupid joke where we started calling our audience slugs. And that has stuck for almost 10 years now. And we have people like proudly calling themselves slugs and things like that. So, and I love it. And people getting tattoos of slugs and stuff like that. But what I will say is just pick it. Pick it right early now because it will stick.
It'll haunt you.
Yeah.
Lucy, what do you think of the Xy Beasts?
So my feedback on Xy Beasts is it's not got good mouthfeel, you know? It's a little bit of effort to say it. So slugs, podcast that I do, Friends Per Second, our listeners, we call them users. Because we made a joke about AI comments on YouTube saying, I'm a user and I love this project, you know? So you want something like one syllable.
Users, that's good.
You know what? Hold on, Lucy. Stefan is presenting the only half the story.
Oh.
Because there's...
This is the turning point in the documentary.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Cliffhanger for episode one, yeah.
There's Xy Beasts, all right. Mm. But there's also been presented Continue Clubbers. Come on.
Clubbers.
Continue
CC.
Clubbers.
The CC.
You can't have two words. I feel like you've got to have one word.
Continue Clubbers.
Yeah, Continue Clubbers also to me is like, oh, that's a... that's an over 60s special party, you know?
Exactly.
That's everybody who listens to a podcast. You're right. You're bang on.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we will talk about video games in a second, I promise. But on the Exy Beasts thing, yes. I would like to offer this as evidence, okay? This is a poll that was on my Instagram.
Uh-huh. Mm.
What should we help us settle the name? What should the Press X community be called? Exy Beasts or Continue Club?
Yeah.
And as you can see, overwhelmingly, Lucy, 70% mm-hmm. voted for the Exy Beasts.
And that's how many your, but most for of that's, C, yeah. none of the above?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't offer that as an option. Yeah. That's a good point.
I do like Exy Beasts. I feel like it could work on merch. You could use like an Xbox Exy Beasts. You'd get sued, but you could do it. And yeah, it'd be great. I mean, it'd be great for like a limited yeah. run of merch.
It'd be good for one t-shirt. Yeah. Like, it'd be the last t-shirt you ever make and possibly the last podcast you ever make. But still, like, what a way to go out, man.
Yeah,
like,
if you're going to go out, go out with a bang, I think. Well, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I also like that as a name for your listeners, it is complimentary rather than, you know, slugs or users. So don't listen to us, maybe. You are praising the audience.
Yeah. Well, I think we've talked about this long enough. We're going to have to come up with a decision soon because we keep going.
I think everybody likes it apart from me. I think that's pretty what it is. But like,
I don't know if anybody likes it. I just think it's funny, I think. anyway, right, Lucy. So tell us, what is your, please, unpopular gaming opinion? What would you like to share with us?
So, I'm not sure if you've had this one already. My opinion, potentially unpopular opinion as I get older, is that bigger is not always better. Don't give me too much to do, because I'm not going to do it. I don't care how big the world map is. I don't care how many activities are in it. If there's too much to do, I will simply do it once or twice and then go, I'm going to move on with my life.
That's yes.
opinion.
You are preaching to the converted. Less is more, I know. This is what I'm talking less about.
Lucy hates New Game Plus. She hates it.
Unless it's like Bloodborne or something. No.
Oh, you know. Okay. We've got exceptions. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, no. I mean, if I... Okay, Ubisoft is going to catch some strays here. But if I boot up a map and I can tell you exactly which game... I felt a visceral reaction upon seeing the size of the map. It was Far Cry 6, okay? It puts you on an island, and I centered in on the player, and I zoomed out a bit, and I zoomed out a bit, and I was like, oh, this map's pretty big. It's pretty big. And then I was like, okay, that's a good size. It's a good size. And then I kept zooming out, and this was a comedy small island to the giant one, which was the actual map of the game, because it starts you on a separate island. And I have never felt so deflated. And the thing is, I do not want to yuck anyone's yum. If you are the kind of person who loves going through and doing those checklist games and getting everything, unlocking everything, platinuming, I love that for you. But for me, it is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
In some cases, in a lot of games, I don't think it's particularly additive because you are just asking the player to do the same thing over and over again. And it just doesn't become interesting.
Lucy, do you have choice anxiety? You know, when you face the map that size, it just freaks you out. It does with me.
Yes. Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild, it is kind of peak choice anxiety for me because there's nothing on the map.
That's nonsense, yeah.
You are talking my language. This is music to my ears. I'm loving this.
Would you prefer it? Because, like, I remember it was Far Cry 2, I think, where they had one map, and it was like, oh, wow, this is the map. And then once you did that map, and you've compressed enough in the story, then another map opened up, and then you had a completely different map.
A Red Dead Mexico.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, I think I've done it. And then all of a sudden, oh, now I've got a whole new world to explore.
I don't mind that. I mean, I guess Elden Ring is also the peak. I don't know how far you've gotten your playthrough, Gav, so I'm not going to spoil it. But let's
chill with that.
Let's just say that map keeps going.
Well, that's the thing. I really like it when that happens, though, because in our playthrough, because we've been playing Elden Ring for like 18 months now, we've probably been playing for another 2 years. But when we do zoom out and we do see more of it, I'm never like I'm obviously overwhelmed because I'm thinking about how much work we have to do. But I'm like, they don't make you do the same old shit over and over again with Elden Ring. Like, you are doing important stuff, whereas some games are just repeating a lot of things. Whereas like with Elden Ring, I'm like, no, I'm gonna find out like there's going to be so much work, like actual human work gone into those sections. I'm fine with it being massive, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Should we ban fetch quests, is what you're saying, essentially, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no fetch quests in Elden Ring, basically. And also, like, that map is putting a roof over my head and giving my dog food for the next 2 years. Exactly. So it's absolutely fine. Like, that's absolutely fine. You make it as big as you want, fella. Keep putting stuff in it.
The thing is, I think there are also various ways about it, where if you have a thing like Red Dead 2 or Elden Ring, where and Tears of the Kingdom as well.
Yeah,
I will, and Breath of the Wild. I'll absolutely include in this. You are rewarded for that discovery. Yes, I get choice paralysis, but everything in those games in particular is rewarding, and it is unique, and it feels, you know, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I explored there. Again, sorry Ubisoft, really kicking you when you're down. But if I synchronize a viewpoint on top of a thing and I just say, oh, it's the same five activities over and over and over again, that's what I'm talking about. And I really think that is, I don't want to use the word lazy, but I think it is just very repetitive and uninspired game design. And I think that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Like Vine.
Oh, this is what this is for, is to share your opinion. Get it off your chest, Lucy. I hope you can sleep better tonight, right? You've shared that with the world, you know? You've got it out there, you know?
Don't get me started on weapons that degrade over time.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Save that for the next one. Well, look, let me know and let us know what you think of Lucy's unpopular opinion. Games, bigger doesn't always mean better. What do you think on that? Get in touch with us. You can find us PressXPod on TikTok and Blue Sky and PressXPodcast on Instagram. Find us there. Join the Discord as well. You can get involved in the conversation. You can let us know if you agree or disagree with Lucy in that Discord. Lots of conversations about people's unpopular opinions in there. This one, Inel, this was a conversation that's happened from a few members in the Discord, like Linz Wolf and Callum. We're talking about games don't need to be difficult or challenging in order to be fun. I agree with this. So games like, I don't know, Unpacking or Townscaper or Spiritfarer, easy to play, not challenging, but can still be rewarding. That's one of the chats in the Discord. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Like, as I said, like, I'm a guy who likes playing games on hard, but every now and then I love playing a game where it's like, let's just go through as a nice little story. I'm enjoying the story. I'm enjoying the pace. Don't need no combat. Don't need no fighting. I just want to enjoy what you want to present to me. And I'm like, yeah, bring it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm playing a game called Lake at the moment. Has anybody else played Lake? Where basically you're like a postie. You're like a postie.
Yeah, delivery.
Yeah.
I haven't played it, but it's on my list.
Been playing
it. Yeah, it looks good.
Nobody wants to die. There's no combat in that. It's just puzzle solving, detective work. Love it.
Yeah. So great shout there. That was Hexana, Linz Wolf and Callum and the last DJ chatting about that in the Discord. You can get involved as well. Just find, if you comment in one of our posts, we'll send you a link to the Discord. You can get involved there. Lake is fun though. If you haven't played it, it's like 7 hours long. Perfect.
Love that. Love it.
Don't need more than
that. Two sit-ins.
Thank you. 1986, you're in small town America on a lake, you know, with redwood trees, big trees, ooh, you know, delivering mail, having relationships, done. Oh, dreaming.
Having relationships?
Yeah, like, you know, there's a bit of romance involved. And a bit
okay.
Of, you know,
oh, wait,
you said that, you said that like kids? A naughty uncle.
I was going to say, how many kids is this postman got?
Yeah. Is it like Confessions of a Window Cleaner?
It sounds like it.
What are you watching?
Sounds like the interactive version.
It's just quite light. It's just, I find it very meditative.
Rhythm action. It's a rhythm action.
Press the buttons at the right time, Steph.
I'm just going to enjoy this hot coffee.
Watch out. I'd really, you know, for years we'd garnered a really sort of well-established, you know, sort of reputation. You know, the smut level since we've come back, you know, recently is through the roof. But it's very calm, very meditative, a bit repetitive on
that
the music.
Good, man.
But it's nice, yeah, it's very nice. Right, so look, let us know what your unpopular opinions are. We love hearing that. It's so fun to read, aren't they, Inel? People are sending some amazing ones in.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's nice. It's a nice, pleasant community. Everyone's like has different tastes in games, but it's nice to see people recommending what they're playing at the moment, and have people like, oh, that sounds good. And it's, as we always say, we got Johnny Quiz as well for putting in the different discounts and
every
offers
week
in there.
Discount codes in there.
Discount
He's
codes
on it.
And offers or
Who's
games.
That? Just
that
some guy.
Yeah, Johnny Quiz loves it.
Johnny every Quarry. Time there's like a like games on the Xbox or like Game Pass new ones or PlayStation Plus or
that's
if
cool.
there's any free games to redeem on Epic Game Store, yeah, it's always nice. It's a nice reminder yeah. as well because we all know that these games come free every month, but we always forget to go and check. So it's always nice to someone that puts in their recommendations.
Johnny Quiz doesn't forget. He does not forget.
He doesn't forget.
So it is now time for some trivia. So let's have a jingle which sounds a little bit like this.
To be a continuer.
Now, in each episode, we have a piece of gaming trivia to get your brain cells buzzing, right? So, and also, by the way, if you've got a favourite piece of games trivia, you can test us with it. Get into the Discord. There's a special sort of channel in there that you can message our producer Dave and let him know. And we can't even see the messages, can we, Inel? So we don't even know the questions.
I don't even know. As soon as I tried to click on the channel before, it's blank.
Yeah.
It's blank when I click on it.
I know. Can you believe that? It's our flipping podcast. We can't even see what's going on in our own Discord.
I thought we had access all areas.
We don't. So anyway, look, you get in there and send some questions through and we'll try to our best anyway to answer them on the podcast. We've got like a 50-50 hit rate so far of getting these right. So no pressure, Lucy and Gav, right? So because it's Valentine's Day this week, our question is quite a simple one. Which video games character was born in Parkside Hospital in Wimbledon on the 14th of February in 1968? Which video game character was born on the 14th of February 1968? Any guesses?
Is it Lara Croft?
So Lucy's going Lara Croft. You went straight in there, Lara Croft, Lucy. Not even...
I was thinking British. I'm going British.
Didn't even bat an eyelid. You went straight in there, like bang.
Oh, I don't know.
Is
she that old, though?
Well, because Tomb Raider is what, early 90s, so she would have been kind of around that age.
It's a good one.
Mid-30s then, in the 90s, if she was born then. Yeah, it could be Lara Croft.
Although, given 90 sensibilities, they probably needed her to be like 21. So maybe I'm way off.
Gav, any ideas?
What was the date?
1968.
Makes a difference.
Valentine's Day, 1968.
Valentine's Day, 1968. Rayman.
Could have been.
He was born in Wimbledon. Big Wimbledon guy. Big Wimbledon
They
guy.
Love blonde quiffs in Wimbledon, to be fair, don't they? So fair enough. So look, let us know if you can get it, because this is going to be put up on social somewhere. So if you see this on social, try to answer it. Who was born on the 14th of February 1968? Have a guess, and we will let you know what the answer is at the end of the show. Right, a post on Reddit got us interested recently. It was talking about how someone misses cheat codes. So this is a guy who's called Mr. Elementary, and he simply said on Reddit, "I miss cheats. I grew up with the there is no cow level cheat and the rosebud cheat and a bunch of others." And, you know, bring back cheats in games, basically. Did you miss cheats in games, Inel?
Oh, I miss it, bro. Do you know what I miss the most? Not just cheats. I miss the action replay. The action replay was a little device that you plug into your console. So if you're your Super Nintendo, your Mega Drive, or your Game Boy, or your NES, or whatever, and you put the cartridge on top of it, and it would allow you to just add in different codes. And then it would come with a little book of different codes of loads of the games that were released, and you could try them out. Like Infinite Lies, put this code in, and then you get Infinite Lies. And
that was like that was like the Poundland Game Genie, wasn't it?
Right.
Was like,
you know it.
Yeah.
Some people might know Game Genie. We had Action Replay.
Mm. Yeah, I had a PS2 one that was like Game Exploder or something.
That's right. Like, yeah.
And it never worked. That was just
PS2
one.
That was the knockoff one.
Do you think we're just? I mean, I the Rosebud cheat's famous. That was in The Sims. That was the one that gave you a bunch of cash.
Motherload as well.
Motherload to give you loads of money.
Sims 2, bull prop testing cheats underscore on.
Wow! Still remember
off the top of your head? You remember that?
Yeah. Oh man, I really don't realize
how much I played The Sims. Like, it was and now they've re-released one and two. Remake, I'm done for.
One of my first email addresses was iddqd@hotmail.com. It was like a variation of that, which is a Doom cheat for God mode. I remember all them, like ID choppers, I think, give you a chainsaw. Like ID FA was full ammo. ID clip. I think that got you through walls and stuff. Like, I have had sex.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
So, yeah, no, I have. Yeah, at least once.
What was the cheat code? Like,
I swear. When I find it, I'll let you know. Because I have been looking for 39 years.
There'll be some people listening to this that were like, how old are these people? What is going on?
Because it's just, what's an action rate plan?
Yeah,
what's
they're just that? Not a thing anymore. And I suppose GTA is still the game, because obviously, you know, everybody had the cheat code for all the weapons, right? Guns.
Yeah.
Which was like mega. And I suppose you can still use, there's still cheat codes in GTA a little bit, but like, other than that, like, you can't cheat when you're playing like interactive with people, right? You can't cheat on Fortnite because
I guess like that's the thing. It's like quite a lot of online games of like anything like that, there just wouldn't be anything. Like,
oh, you get banned. You get banned. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you're a trophy or achievement hunter, a lot of times putting cheats in will mean that you can't get trophies or anything.
Yeah. Like, are you a trophy hunter, Lucy? Do you like chasing after your trophies?
Used to be. There are certain games where if I feel like it's really doable, I would go for it. But I think the last game I platinumed was maybe Astro's Playroom or something.
It's a classic. It's a good game.
It was a nice one to do. But I looked at the trophy list for Astro Bot and I went, no, I shall not be.
That's not for me.
No. I don't want to do those challenge runs. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I physically can't.
Are we just sort of hankering over times gone past here, Gav? Are we like basically just sort of clinging on to our childhood, or is there actually a merit for games to think about? Or there must be a way, because there was a beauty about finding something in the real world, the back of a magazine, or like, you know, those cartridges I know was talking about, and doing something rather than just, I don't know, are we just getting, are we old codgers basically now, or is there a way of harnessing this somehow?
I just think games are different now, aren't they? So I think in the way that they're designed and the way that you actually play a video game, it would be really strange for a lot of games to have cheats in it. Because kind of what's the point? Like, I understand like getting full ammo on, you know, Doom 1 because it's nails. But I guess like now nothing is as hard as those games were, because people would moan about it on the internet. And so, like, I think, like, you kind of just don't need them anymore.
Yeah, is that sad? I'm feeling so quite for quite
sad. No, I'm fine. But we've moved
on. I think
on.
Gav is right, though. Yeah. People would kick off if there was like, if it was like Dark Souls or Elden Ring, and then all of a sudden you could do all sorts of cheats and things.
Yeah,
the community would go crazy. But
I was going to say, you can do it in a different way, though. You can cheese bosses and you know. So there's certain little workarounds, I guess, in lieu of
But it feels smarter. That feels smarter.
I've got one over on FromSoft.
For the uninitiated, cheesing a boss. Explain more about that.
So typically, a boss, if you're in a boss arena, for example, there are set places that a boss can go, and typically cheesing means that you've worked your way into a little nook or cranny that the boss can't hit you and you can attack from, so you are basically invulnerable and cheating. I don't know why is it called cheesing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We call it glitch mastering.
Glitch master powers.
Our guy who plays Rory Powers, he very often manages, not by design, but very just by pure skill, to glitch himself into a wall or something where a boss can't get him, so we call him the glitch master.
I think, you know what? I think that's what we're missing, though, with cheats, is the fun aspect of it. Because it was like, even just silly cheats. Like, I remember GoldenEye had like a big head.
Oh, DK mode on GoldenEye. Yeah.
Everyone's got big limbs and big heads. He's like, you're laughing your head off and you shoot each other. It's a laugh. It's not to be taken serious, but it's...
There's a shooter game coming out, and I forget what it's called, but that was like a whole thing where is it Fragpunk? Where you basically get cards and they change what's happening in the match. And so one of them was big head mode. Yeah. And so it's kind of like this randomized thing in a game, and That looks fun. But you're not putting in a cheat code. That is part of
the
game.
Yeah, that's part of the game. Yeah. But I guess they're kind of using that sort of frame of like something can change with it. And I guess it's similar with like randomizer, like Dark Souls or Elden Ring runs, where like, you know, weapons are randomized, bosses are randomized, and things like that. Like that kind of silliness, I think,
that excitement,
is brilliant.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we need to be a bit more silly. I've done Theme Hospital. You know, when you cheated and when you played Theme Hospital, the PA guy would say, wouldn't he, over the top that.
He'd dump you in.
He'd say the hospital administrator is cheating over the PA system. I loved that. Like, it's like,
that's
it's
cool.
It's good. It's clever.
That.
It's clever. I like it. Mm-hmm. But look, let us know what you think of, you know, the. Are you missing cheats? Should we go back? Should we try and introduce them somehow or try and introduce the fun? What were your favourite cheats? Let us know. Make sure you get in touch on social media or find us in the Discord as well. Get into the conversation. It's lovely. So many people are in there chatting away. It's lovely. Blood code on Mortal Kombat. Remember, like, it's Mortal Kombat. You weren't allowed blood. And then you could put the code in and it would be on bloody. Yeah.
Listen, that one was in the instruction book. Because it was the only way to get the blood.
Yeah, they wanted you to have it. They wanted to.
Is it an instruction book?
Yeah, they wanted to.
Wu-Tang Clan did the same thing. Wu-Tang Clan taste the pain. You needed to put the cold in, otherwise you ain't seen no blood.
Right. Okay. Obviously, we know it's 2025. We're expecting big news about talking about GTA earlier. We know the GTA 6 is coming. So here is our latest update on GTA 6.
The Press X to continue GTA 6 update.
In a recent investor call, Take-Two Interactive CEO Strauss Zelnick claimed GTA 6 is still set to release in autumn this year. In this GTA 6 update, GTA 6 news update man Cammy says, absolutely no chance.
That was the Press X to continue GTA 6 update.
Okay, so there we are. That's the latest on GTA 6, and we will obviously keep you updated on the podcast next week as well. Right, Gav, it is time for a review, and you are up. What are you reviewing for us today?
Oh mate, lonely. Whoa!
Get excited! They want to play it. They want to play it as well.
Lonely Mountain Snow Riders.
Come on, I'm interested.
Let me tell you now. I was struggling for this because I have not played much this year, but I had played. Thank goodness you're here. So I was like, I love that game. This is gonna be amazing. Producer. No, reviewed a couple of weeks ago.
Already
week,
done
whatever.
It.
Whatever. Already done it. So I was struggling, man. I was like, oh, man. So I asked a friend of mine who worked at Xbox. I was like, Joe, what can I play in a few hours that is decent? And it's on Game Pass, I think. Game Pass, one of the best inventions in video games that we've seen, man. Game Pass is unbelievable. He was like, look, you got to play Lonely Mountains, Snow Riders. It's a sequel to a game I didn't play. So it was a sequel to like a BMX game, which was kind of like, I guess like kind of like Trials-y. I guess that kind of like game. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of repeating, trying to beat your score, trying to get to the end of a level. But it's skiing, right?
Okay.
And it's downhill skiing. And it looks kind of indie, like at first look. And you think, oh, this is going to be quite easy or, you know. But then you're also... The camera moves out a little bit. It's a stunning looking game, man. It's absolutely beautiful. And like, you know, as someone who's only played this year, thank goodness you're here, an Uno. The Uno on Xbox is unbelievable.
That's good.
But like, I was like, give me a short game where I can play. I blasted 6 hours on this.
Mate, you're preaching. So Lonely, the first one, the mountain bike version, played it when the kids were small.
Oh, did you?
Amazing. Loved it because it's like something you could pick up and play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Become a bit of a theme of ours on the pod. Like, you could do half an hour and you'd feel satisfied. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so like, because they give you a level. They give you like a little downhill level and they go, right, finish it, basically. So all you got to do is just finish it. And like, you know, some of them are harder than others. And when you finish it, you unlock little challenges for yourself and that's very cool. Best thing about it, and... It's a small little game, and it's a small little thing, but it absolutely blew my mind. You know, like when you play Mario Kart and you get like, you know, you're racing or any kind of racing game where you're racing against your ghost. And you're like, I don't know, there's something about that I'm kind of not into. I don't know why. It's just like ghost, you know, racing after ghost. I'm like, it kind of takes me out of what I'm trying to do. Do you know the way that this game does it? Unbelievable. When you go back and try it, because you're on snow... And what happens when you walk on snow? The skis leave like prints in the snow, so then you can see where you've been before because that's it's so snow.
That's clever.
Good. I love
it. It's unbelievable. And like, you know, it's a really small thing. It's on Game Pass. I don't know how much it is like outside of Game Pass. But it was like one of those things where I was like, need a little short game that I can talk about on the podcast. 6 hours.
Love Six, that.
And I've done nothing. I've done nothing in it.
Yeah, I love the first one. I'm keen to try to get again this. You can buy it on Steam for like 21 quid. It's on Xbox Game Pass, like Gav says.
Yeah.
Who is this game for then, Gav? Like you've sold it to me. It's like fun. It's like a racing game, but it's not a racing game in the sense that you're just going downhill on something, right?
It reminded me of like old school, like Cool Borders, X Games Pro Border, that kind of thing. But also, it really scratched that little trials itch that I've not had properly scratched for a while. But also at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, I said I played 6 hours of it and barely done anything. A lot of that was like, oh, I can do that run better. I can do that run better. And then you do it and then you quit, restart, quit, restart, quit, restart. It was like that kind of thing. I was like, this is really good, man. It's like one of those things where, you know, it on the surface looks incredibly basic, but actually is very, very deep and really entertaining.
Lucy, not a big map. So you're in.
Big mountain.
Big mountain. So how many towers am I climbing and how many pieces of map am I unlocking? Oh, okay.
There is an online I have not played any of it online really. Yeah. There is an online bit where you can race against other people on that as well. I've been playing very much single player.
Yeah. Well, Metacritic likes it. It's 86 scoring the Metacritic, nice. So that is high.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lonely Mountains, Snow Riders. Go and check it out if you like what Gav was putting down there. I love the first one. I'm going to be playing this. Yeah. I'm excited. Here's another short game as well. So let's keep ticking them off.
Listen, you've got so many lists of like short games to play. You ain't played any of them.
Hey, I'm playing Lake. I'm doing Lake. Nearly finished Lake. Yeah. That was 7 hours.
I'm getting on Lake. Lake sounds wicked.
Wilmot works it out just like months ago. You still even touched it.
Yeah, all right.
Have you all played, is it The Last Campfire from Hello Games?
Oh, the Hello Games one.
Yeah.
You got me onto that, like, years ago.
Because if you're looking for a good short game,
that's so good.
I played it in lockdown, and it's a little puzzle game.
Write it down, Steph.
I'm typing away.
Get it in.
Getting typing.
It was on sale, like, a couple days ago, so grab it.
Oh, hello.
You got me onto that during lockdown. It's really good. Like, it's way better than it has any right to be as well. And it has that amazing voiceover, like an Icelandic woman, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a voiceover for it. Like, it's so good.
It's really a masterclass in, like, a restraint,
yeah.
I guess, in game design. Like, nothing in that is superfluous. It is just really tightly well-made puzzle game.
Yeah.
Okay, Last Campfire. Going on to the
list. It's 4 hours. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Get through them. Okay, so look, let us know what you think of Lonely Mountains, Snow Riders. If you've played the new one, if you've played the first one, get in touch with us on social media. Press X Pod on Blue Sky and TikTok. Press X Podcast on Instagram. Get in the Discord as well. Chuck it in there. We love to get your thoughts on these things as well. Now, of course, we're still adding to our Press X Spotify playlist. So this is the ultimate gaming playlist. All the best music from games is all going on one playlist. Before I get on to your suggestions, Gavin and Lucy, for a track we should stick on there. A quick apology to Benedict Townsend, who was with us last episode. He wanted the Bioshock Infinite version of God Only Knows on the soundtrack. Because it's lovely, isn't it? It's really cool.
It's like a barbershop thing, isn't it?
It's nice. It's not on Spotify, Benedict. It's not there. So I can't get it on the playlist.
Yeah. That's what was happening to me. I was looking up... there's like a DJ called RAC, I think, and he does remixes. He did this one mixtape that was like Nintendo versus Sega, and he did a remix of the Chemical Plant Sonic the Hedgehog thing.
Ooh.
That is one of the best songs ever. It's not on Spotify.
Oh, tragic.
But it's like he's redone it to be this like sort of like sad indie electro. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So well, it's great, but we can't have it. So thanks for that. Lucy, what would you like for us to put on our Spotify playlist?
Mine is on Spotify.
Yeah.
It is Tears by Health from Max Payne 3.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
A banger.
Unbelievable.
Take a bow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we're getting applauded here. Let me just dig that one out. And wait, so of all of the music in all of the games, you chose that one, Lucy. Why?
It's unbelievable.
It's a banger. Oh man. I mean, like, also I was looking at the playlist and Red Dead 2, Persona, Final Fantasy 7, Final Fantasy 8. Are on there. We've got Halo theme, we've got the classics, we've got Witcher 3, and I was like, you know what doesn't get enough recognition is Max Payne 3 soundtrack, which is a really good soundtrack to work to, and I'm a big fan of health in general. Oh. As is Gav got me a great health shirt, I think it was last year.
What does the t-shirt say?
This is a family-friendly podcast, Gav. No, actually, you didn't get me that one. So they have a range of t-shirts that I definitely can't say. But the one that you got me was sad music for horny people.
And they do make sad music for horny people.
They do. They're great, but they have songs in GTA and Cyberpunk as well, which are really good, but I really like
them. And they now find themselves...
Controversial take, though. Like, I think Max Payne 3 had the best gameplay out of all of them.
Max Payne 3 is a masterpiece.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I don't know why everybody hated it.
It's so good.
Have you seen Gav's Max Payne cosplay?
You
the only,
are
the only cosplay I've ever done is Max Payne. I basically played the entire Max Payne 3 game for our patrons dressed up as Max Payne from Max Payne 3 when he's got like the bald head.
Did you shave your head?
Yeah. No, I didn't shave my head. But I didn't do it for that. Yeah.
No, because one time I saw you you'd shaved your head and I was like, oh, you're doing Max Payne? And he went,
You missed your chance. Well, look, the playlist is shared.
I got one though. That is on Spotify.
Oh, you've got one. Okay. All right. What is it then?
Because I've been on a big snow kick. Because I tell you what, that Lonely Mountain Snow Riders soundtrack, not that great. But I was like, one game that gets like criminally overlooked is X Games Pro Border, and controversially,
I thought you were going to say SSX Tricky. To be fair, but there we are.
I feel like that one's got its flowers.
X Games Pro Border has a better soundtrack than every SSX. Has a better soundtrack than every Tony Hawk. That has a better soundtrack than Cool Borders.
It
introduced me to a song by the Bouncing Souls called "Kate Is Great."
Okay. I used to have a home with a room and a bed, a porch and a driveway with a big garage, but I traded it in.
I kept some faith and laid my head down every night, and it seems so. That is a certified banger of a tune.
Okay, I'm putting it on. I mean, I can't obviously sense check this because we're recording, but it's on the podcast. It's on the playlist for now.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
If it's still on there in a week, then that's cool. Because
Stefan's been editing out he's been editing the list. The list keeps like growing and shrinking.
I've become quite attached to it. This list, okay. So look, the playlist is ready to be shared. It's out on the Discord servers. You can go and listen to it now. Put it on while you're working. You know, it's some ebbs and flows. It starts a bit jazzy, it gets a bit quieter towards the end. It's great. And you can keep making your suggestions in the Discord. They might not make it on there, but you can make your suggestions anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do that. Right. Okay. So earlier in the show, we had a trivia question. Who was born? Which video game character was born at Parkside Hospital in Wimbledon on the 14th of February, 1968? The answer is Lara Croft. Well done, Lucy J.
Yay!
Banger.
Yay!
Lucy J nailed it.
Who's a British character? I was going to say like, oh, maybe it's someone weird like Wesker, but then no. Lara Croft. She spoke
to me. Always born on the 14th of February, Lara Croft, whichever iteration of her it is. That is it for this episode of Press X. To continue, don't forget to get involved, like we've been saying, Press X Pod, TikTok and Blue Sky, Press X Podcast on Instagram. If you comment, then we'll invite you into the Discord. Lovely to have you on there. Get involved in the conversation. We've got another retro episode coming on Thursday, and then we're going to be back with you next Tuesday for more fun. So I'll see you then. Bye-bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.